Hey everyone, welcome to In the Hive with Michelle B. I love talking niches, personal branding, social media, and influencer marketing in our real estate business. I am an active realtor just like you are. I'm with Real Broker LLC in beautiful Boca Raton, Florida, and I'm also the founder and editor of hashtag So Boca Lifestyle, which is a niche brand I started in 2017. If you want to build your business up, then you will want to consider learning how to niche down. And we talk about this all the time on my podcast, on Instagram, on TikTok, and on YouTube. So make sure to follow me at The Michelle B on Instagram and TikTok. And if you would like to subscribe to my website, sipsocialsell.com, I have some really good blog posts over there. And I also post the events that I'm going to be speaking at and webinars that I'm going to be involved in. So if you're ready for today's episode, let's get started. One Michelle B, and today on In the Hive with Michelle B, I have the fabulous Glenda Baker, who I absolutely adore, and I am so excited to have her on the show. Honestly, Glenda and I met in Clubhouse, and I have never looked back. Oh, my stars and stripes, I have never looked back.
I love it.
Thanks for joining, you know, us in the Hive today. I know we're going to talk about a few cool things that I think are going to be very helpful to everyone who's listening in, or as I'm calling it now, my vlogcast, because it ends up going on YouTube and all over the place. Tell everybody, if they don't know, a little bit about Glenda Baker.
Well, my name is Glenda Baker. I'm a real estate agent in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been selling real estate since Jesus was a baby, almost 30 years, my stars and stripes. I can't even believe it's been 30 years now that I think about it. I mean, years 0 to 10, I remember. Years 10 to 20, I do not. 20 to 25, I mean, they just went by in a flash. And good God, 25 to 30, I mean, I have worked my brains out. So, you know, it's kind of strange when I think about like my real estate career and I look back on 30 years and I just think, where did it go? But I love it. It doesn't even seem like work to me. I mean, it's just life. So, I mean, I get to talk on the phone all the time and sell houses to my friends. So like, what more could there be?
Don't you find that, and I've been in the business 20 years, and it has just, it's almost like warp speed in the last, not even 5 years, I'd say the last 3.5 years, like warp speed, vastly different than when I came on, than when you came on. And yet it's exciting as AF, like big time, and the opportunities are there. And so, look, if you don't follow Glenda, she's amazing on TikTok. That's how I got to know you first. And then I got to know you from Clubhouse.
Right.
And so I want to touch on that, because one of the things that I always say is, no matter where you are in the cycle of life, make sure you try new things and don't be afraid to jump on these social media platforms. So tell everybody a little bit about your TikTok journey, because it is a phenom. And that's how I really refer to it, because it is. It's a phenom in an amazing way. So there's an upside downside, as we all know, to all this stuff. But share a little bit about that journey.
You know, I had done a lot of live videos. So I had a little series called Post from the Porsche that I did on Facebook Live. And then I was trying to do a little series called Glenda Live. And I look back at them and I'm just like, oh my God, these are so horrible. And in fact, somebody said, you need to take that shit off your website. So anyway, but I decided in 2020 to get serious about video, about recorded video, because I was still doing posts from the Porsche and it had a lot of momentum. And my coach had said to me, Glenda, you're really good on video. You should do more video. Yeah. And I saw a guy, Zachary Faust on, at Tom Ferry, and he had 43,000 views.
Yeah, crazy.
And I was just like, that's exponential reach. Like, that's insane to me. Think if I could, I mean, if I could reach 43 people, like I was just thinking, if I could just reach 43 people, much less 43,000. And, you know, I started shooting TikTok videos and started posting them twice a week. And I wasn't really good at it, but I was trying to post them. And so I was posting them. And I just kept doing it every week, every week, every week. And then I got enough that I could post like every 3 or 4 days. And then I got enough that I could post every other day. And then I got enough that I could post every day. And they started taking off. People started like reacting to them. And I was like, wow, this one has like 400 views. That's so awesome. That's so great. And then I guess it was maybe April, one of them got 1 million views. And I was like, what? And it was about Evander Holyfield and the total cost to own, that the purchase price, it's not just about the purchase price, it's about the total cost to own.
Yeah.
And then the next one was buy the worst house in the best neighborhood. And then the next one was once upon a time, I sold a big ass house. And then the next one was about Jay-Z. And then literally the momentum just got behind me and it was crazy. Yeah. And it blew up. And you know, it's funny. I just can't even believe it. Like I'm thinking to myself, who's watching a 55-year-old woman in Atlanta, Georgia, talk about real estate on TikTok? Like if somebody it's came to you and said,
of people,
but if, really, I mean, if somebody had come to you and said, hey, there's going to be a 55-year-old real estate agent in Atlanta, Georgia, that's going to be TikTok famous, you would have laughed your ass off. And that's the thing that blows my mind is like, and they are sticky. I mean, they are invested.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because today I started out the morning. I had a breakfast meeting. I had a showing meeting. I've had things all morning long.
Yeah.
And sure enough, about 11 o'clock, I get a phone call. Hey, Glenda, it's Rebecca. You haven't posted your video today. And I had overslept. So of course everything was trimmed. And I'm like, Rebecca, it's so good to hear from you. Now I haven't talked to Rebecca in like 4 years.
Oh my God.
Okay. But she tells me, she goes, this is going to sound gross, but literally every morning when I go to the bathroom, the first thing I do is go to the bathroom and watch your video. And I'm like, okay, thank you. I think so. It's just crazy. She's like, and you haven't posted yet. I said, well, I hope you haven't been holding it, waiting for me to post.
Exactly. And that's a great TikTok because let's face it. Everyone is sitting on the toity looking at the TikTok. It's toity and TikTok. It's not the Porsche anymore. It's the toity and the TikTok.
I love it. Tips from the toilet.
That's witty.
I love it.
But here's something that's cool. Because when you are at a certain age, as I am as well, you sometimes think, oh, no, maybe I shouldn't try these trends. Maybe I shouldn't jump on these things. And I know that they work. You know that they work. And you know what? Your audience is going to find you. So don't be afraid. Like, look at how we met through Clubhouse.
Yeah.
Who the hell would have thought Clubhouse would have created relationships the way that we've had some amazing relationships now, right? Like, who do I think of in Atlanta for real estate? I think of you. I'm like, that's my referral girl, you know? Yeah. And we've all learned from each other and whatnot. So learning and using these platforms is so cool and fun.
Yeah.
And you do get known. It's a little like notoriety and fun with it, but that's cool because it drives business to you. And you have, let's talk about that, converted business from TikTok. And that's what people always want to know. Oh, are you getting any business from your social media? Yes. Damn it. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, ton.
Talk a little bit about that.
I mean, it's across the board, buyers, sellers, agent to agent referrals, agents that want to come work with me, people that want to intern. I mean, it is insanity. The number of people that are real estate agents that want to intern, shadow, mentor. I mean, it's crazy. Buyers and sellers. I mean, this week alone, I've done 4 agent. Is it Wednesday? No, it's Thursday.
Wednesday. I'm with you.
I don't know even know what day it is. So it's Thursday. And I've already sent 4 agent to agent referrals.
Mm-hmm.
I've received 3 agent to agent referrals.
Yeah.
And I've already had 3 buyers and 2 sellers.
Yep.
reach out to me.
Yeah.
Just from TikTok this week. Like I don't even know where I am or what I'm doing. So, I mean, if you're an agent and you're thinking like, oh, you know, yeah, she's like Insta famous mm-hmm. and who gives a shit about that? Cause she's not making any money. Let me assure you, you keep thinking that way. Cause I am riding this shit all the way to the bank.
Oh yeah. And so smart and good to put it out there because women don't talk about money the same way men do. And we did some video thing and it was, why did you get into real estate? And I said, I got into real estate for a few reasons, but here's my number one reason. Cause it's the money, honey. The money is really good in real estate. Yes. I love helping people. Yes. I love serving my clients. Yes. I like having people move to the next chapter. But at the end of the day, ladies, it is an untapped, no ceiling. You can make as much as you want or as little as you want. And that was my stock answer. And I got a couple messages saying, you know, you're right. I said, look, you can do the fluffy way, but let's face it. We like to earn and we like to do nice things for our families and we like to make money. So why not just say,
yeah, I also like food, clothing, and shelter. Duh. Like, I mean, that's the thing that blows my mind. And it, you know, you make such a great point that women, not only do we not talk about money, we almost feel bad making money mm-hmm. because we're supposed to be, you know, at home taking care of our kids, like the family is our priority. And it just blows my mind that we're made to feel guilty if as I always say, if you want to talk about getting something done, talk to a man. But if you want to get shit done, talk to a woman. Yep. There's nobody who can multitask like a woman because we have been forced to multitask. I remember I was going through my divorce and my ex-husband, my now ex-husband said to me, he's like, well, you know, Glenda, I have been working. You know, because I was talking about, you know, that I was the one who was running the household and all this stuff. He goes, well, I've been working. And I'm like, no shit, Sherlock, so have I. And you've only had to do your job, whereas women, we have to do our job inside and outside of the house and help the kids yeah. be amazing. So I think that you're exactly right. And real estate gives you the opportunity to, there is no ceiling. Mm-mm. There is no ceiling. And on top of it, when you're talking about the house, who knows how to make a house a home better than a woman? So I'm all about women.
And also to point out, I'm also like, as you are, parents. I have two girls that are right now currently 26 and 31. And, you know, we do juggle a lot. And I think real estate's a fantastic career for anyone to get into. And especially when I have the moms ask me, I'm like, you can do this part-time, just learn it really well. Don't Absolutely. Act like it's part-time for you. Cause that's how I got into the business was part-time. I was doing pharmaceutical sales and I knew I didn't want to keep doing that, but I'm like, just don't treat it like it's part-time. Don't treat it half-assed. Right. Learn your craft. Right.
And you know, it's interesting because I remember when my kids were in school, and my son gets off the bus and he says to me, Mom, do you sell houses in Hiram? And because I would meet him at the bus stop and I said, yeah, honey, I sell houses in Hiram. Why? He goes, Miss Tracy wants to sell her house in Hiram. And I'm like, and Miss Tracy was the bus driver. And I'm like, oh, okay, honey. Well, thank you. And so the next morning I'm, you know, getting breakfast ready, he's getting ready for school. And he's in my office. And I said, well, what are you doing, honey? And he goes, oh, I'm getting the listing presentation ready for Miss Tracy because she wants to sell her house in Hiram, Mom, remember? And I'm like, oh my God. So the thing about it is that when my kids were in school, I was selling houses to the school teacher, the gym teacher, the bus driver.
Yep.
I just got a referral, $3 million. I just got a listing, $3 million. From somebody who kept a bottled water from the teacher appreciation luncheon that I donated 6 years ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So you, it gives you such an opportunity. You know, my kids are my biggest bird dogs. That's what I always say.
Oh yeah. So mine are like definitely getting that way. And because of their age, and right now it's a little more difficult because the prices have gone up so much higher. Their friends are in that mindset now of potentially purchasing. And I've definitely helped two of Kylie's friends, one a house, and my last closing with one of Kylie's friends was March 2020, like right after we shut down, and we got it done. But they are, and I love the first time home buyers because that was my first niche, right?
Yeah.
But I love the listing niches, so I segued into the listing niches after the housing market crashed. But at the same time, now here I am back helping their friends, and it's pretty cool, and giving them strategies. And one of the things I want to ask you too, because you mentioned like your bottled water that you gave to at one of the events. So you are brilliant when it comes to gifting strategies, which I got to tell you, Glenda, meeting you has been one of the greatest gifts in my real estate life and just in general, because you got me thinking, as you do a lot of people. And I was like, gifting strategy. I like to gift. I like to do stuff. Oh my God. And so talk a little bit about the gifting strategy and how that's really been beneficial to your business.
Well, I mean, I don't know anybody who doesn't like to get gifts.
Right.
Like I mean, I love to get gifts, and I think that when you give a gift, that if you give it properly, the person feels special. And they think about you every time they think about that gift. And so, you know, it kind of started very slowly with these brownies. And my name is Glenda Baker. And I started giving and I wanted to do these brownies. And I called to get them all customized and to find out how much it was going to be. And it was like $50,000. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm not spending $50,000 on brownies. Yeah. And I talked to my coach about it. And she's like, no, you are not doing that.
Right.
And I go on this listing appointment, which was a referral from the agent that had brought the brownies to fruition. She had given me the brownies. And so I go on this listing appointment and I said, how did you find this agent? And they said, oh, well, she gave brownies to everybody in the neighborhood. That was her farm. And I kept the box. So when we went to sell our $1.8 million house in Boston, I called her. And I'm like, okay. The next day,
yeah.
I called the brownie company. I said, I want the brownies. And so, and it started with brownies and cupcakes. And now I have a suite of gifts, picture frames, puzzles, all baby blankets, plants, all kinds of stuff that are very specific to the client. And I think that everybody puts their business on social media.
Yeah.
The people that put their business on social media, they want everyone to know. You are not stalking someone if they're putting that shit on social media. So get that out of your head. But it gives you the opportunity to compliment, console, or congratulate. And in those moments of time, you move into relationship with someone. So the dog died, their father died, they had a baby, they had an anniversary, their kid graduated from kindergarten. Those are opportunities to move into relationship with people. And so it just came naturally to me because I love to give gifts. So I perfected this gifting strategy, and there's a system and a process behind it. And people talk about, I mean, even Rebecca today, who was missing the video because it wasn't there when she went to the bathroom, she was like, I have to tell you, when you send cupcakes for my daughter's birthday, it makes me feel special. She goes, you are an amazing marketer.
Yeah.
And it's marketing, but it's also just loving on people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the root of it, is I love people.
I think that that's it in a nutshell. It's like and that's the thing about real estate. Yeah, it can be really transactional, but at the end of the day, you really got to like and love people to be in this business. And then to show the appreciation, regardless of, it's not just a closing, you know, and that you can do nice things for people, including other agents. So if an agent sends you a referral, yes, they are going to get a referral fee typically, but do something nice. Even if you don't get the referral, do something so that they'll think of you for the next one, you know?
Well, and you make a great point. It's not reward the result, it's reward the behavior.
Yeah.
And so if you're giving because you got, that's not the way to give. The way you give is from your heart without expectation of getting something back. Because if you give with the expectation that you're going to get something back, then you're always going to be disappointed. I give because I want to. If I get the referral, praise the Lord and pass the money. If I don't, hopefully I've made a friend that'll think about me on the next go around.
Well, I interviewed Bob Berg a few years ago.
I love him.
He lives down this way.
No, he does not. Yeah,
he's in the Jupiter area.
Oh my God, I love him. I read that book, the Go Giver series, five books.
And that's that mindset.
I read them every year. I read them every year.
It's funny because he spoke at an event here and I said, Bob, can I interview you? And it was Facebook Live. And it's on my YouTube, but he did correct me because he did tweak my mindset on that go giver, give to get kind of scenario. And I've never forgotten that, but I will tell you in 2012, when I was thinking of getting out of the business, I just had a surgery and I read two books that really helped change my mindset. One was Bob's The Go Giver and the other one was Seven Levels of Communication. And those back-to-back books, while I was recuperating for a couple of weeks, really helped me change my mindset of what is a customer? Like, what is a customer? And then what is a customer to me? And then how can I treat my customers just like I would treat one of my best friends? You know? So there you go. Yeah, that's a great book, great series. And he's a very nice guy. One of the other things I want to talk to you too is, do you have a morning routine? I mean, I know I see you on the Clubhouse, but do you have a morning routine when you're not traveling, because it's hard when you're traveling and stuff. And let's face it, flying around and stuff is tiring. And when you are talking to a lot of people all the time, it gets it tiring. So what kind of morning routine do you have when you're typically at home to start your day off?
So I wake up every morning without an alarm, typically, except for this morning when I overslept, from 5:50 to 6:10 a.m.
Yeah.
So I wake up every morning like that. And then I engage with my social media. I typically respond to comments and DMs and stuff first thing to kind of get the juices flowing of social media and my own brain.
Yep.
And I'm in Clubhouse and I post my videos in the morning, typically from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then, I jump out of the bed. Like, I am so excited to be alive. And the first thing that I think of is, what house am I going to sell today? Who am I going to impact, inspire, or inform? Those are the first three things that I think about every single morning. And I do not think I'm rigid. Somebody said that, oh, Glenda, you're so rigid. And I was like, no, I'm not rigid. I'm regimented.
Yeah.
I have a system and a process for everything. And I typically do not deviate from that. It makes me super efficient in my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, time is something I'll never get back. And so I want to be very efficient in my time. And so I typically eat the same thing. I'm quite boring that way.
Can I just tell you, yes. I am also up usually around 5:30 to 6 for sure. And I'm out of bed, no alarm. Yeah. Same thing. I've always been that way. Even if I roll in at 4 o'clock in the morning, my poor girls have inherited that. They hate me because of that. They're like, Jesus, Mom, really? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm blaming my mom. No alarm needed. I like how you said that. It's not that it's almost like having your routine. So like I have my coffee. Yeah. I have cut back on my caffeine because I really don't need a lot of caffeine. It just got to be a habit. So I'm doing like one Nespresso and then one decaf Nespresso. That's perfect. I jump on my computer. I do some social. I like to blog first thing in the morning, because that's when I'm most creative. Yeah. Other than 2 o'clock in the morning when I either wake up to go to the bathroom or my dogs wake me up, either way. But the same kind of thing, and I'm starting to implement far more systems now because of conversations with you and some other people. And I'm getting back into coaching this year. So that's on my list. And I appreciate that morning routine that you're sharing, because everyone has a jam and we may also have some night owls here. And I am not a fan of the scenario of people saying, wake up an hour early if you're a night owl. Night owls are night owls, and they are highly creative from 7 to midnight. So that's their jam. I would say, and you probably would agree, just know when your people for social media are on and make sure you handle that during that time frame. But I love that morning routine.
Yeah, that's great. Me too. And you know, my stager, she is a night owl.
Yeah.
And I mean, the girl at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning is going full speed. That is not my jam. My jam is the morning. And in the after, literally in the evening when I get home, all I want to do is mindless. Like, I want to watch Dancing with the Stars. I want to watch basketball. I want to play on my phone. Like at night, I don't want anything that I have to think too hard about.
I used to put a note up for the kids. Do not ask me to sign paperwork at 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night, because I will lock you in your room. But at 5, that's fine.
Exactly.
So a couple quick things that I wanted to ask you, and then wanted to touch on coaching a little bit. If you could share your best advice in real estate or your worst advice in real estate, what would those be? Can you choose one of each?
Best advice. Don't get distracted.
Yeah.
Don't get distracted. You know, whatever the distraction is, whether it's, you know, shiny objects, people, drama, Clubhouse, whatever, do not be distracted. I think that being distracted has cost me a lot. Being distracted has probably cost me 50% of my income that I could have earned over the years. So I think that distractions are probably the biggest mistake I've made. What is the best thing that you can do? The best thing that you can do is buy every single thing that you can afford. I would say buy every single house that you have the opportunity to purchase. When you go on a listing appointment, always look at that listing as an opportunity for you to purchase. And if you have the ability to buy and hold, buy and hold. I would be sitting on a beach in Tahiti. Not that I would want to be, because I love Atlanta, Georgia. I could be sitting on a beach in Tahiti without a care in the world had I not been distracted for the first 25 years.
Yeah.
And had I bought everything that I sold to investors, if I bought every home that I sold to investors, I would literally be sitting on a beach in Tahiti.
Yep. I think that's great advice. And I totally get that, actually.
Yeah.
100%. If you could break bread with anyone, dead or alive, who would that be? And what meal would you have?
So the only person that I ever want to eat with, if I could only eat with one person in my life, would be my mother.
Yeah.
If I could have, I would give anything and everything that I have or could ever have to have dinner with my mother one more time. To talk to her, it just would mean everything in the world to me. I'm actually under contract to buy a house, and the house that I am buying was my mother's dream home. It was built in 1975, custom. It's never before been on the market. I've driven by this house 1,000 times in my life. On March 21st of 2021, I wrote the address down in my notes on my phone. And the house came on the market, and I'm under contract to buy that house. And I honestly think that it was my mother that brought me that house. So I almost feel like that every time I sit down at the table in this home, that I'll be sitting down to dinner with her.
Absolutely.
Now, Michelle, I have to tell you, nobody knows that story. I have not told that story.
I appreciate you sharing that.
I'm so excited about life right now. I have to tell you, I don't know in my 55 years when I have been more excited about life and opportunity and where I am mentally and physically than I am today. So I feel so blessed to have the opportunity to spend time with you.
Well, I so appreciate it because you and I do have a little commonality in regard to our moms. And so I think that would be really my number one as well. My mom passed in 1997. So I get exactly, and my old house has never come back on the market. And I would love to buy my old house here in Boca, but now it's probably like, boom, I don't even know how much it's going to cost. So I appreciate you sharing that with me. And I'm so excited for you. That's going to be cool. One last thing, coaching. You are in coaching. You believe in coaching. I'd love to hear really briefly before we wrap up why you think agents should have a coach.
Tom Brady has a coach. I mean, like, why? And on what planet do you think that you are good enough that you do not need a coach? I mean, you know, I think that I'm the Michael Jordan of real estate. I need a coach. I think that every person needs a coach because the craziest place is in your own head.
Yep.
And I think that a great coach pulls out the best in you. I mean, they have the ability to see the perfection, the yep. flaws, just that one little thing that you can do better to make you 1,000 times more money, to make you 1,000 times better at your job. And I mean, think about it. I mean, like Tom Brady, like he holds the football. If he moves his finger just a centimeter, does it make the ball spiral or go further?
Yep.
Or if he eats less of this or more of that, having a coach, whether it's a business coach or a real estate coach or a trainer or a nutritionist, those people are trained to get the best out of you. And honestly, I don't think that you can perform at your highest level without a coach,
yep.
period, bar none.
Agree 100%. And that's one of the reasons I'm getting back into it this year. And I was at an event this week. And as you said, I am more excited now at this stage of my life about what the opportunities are than I ever have been. And that's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's something to be said about this stage of life.
Yeah.
Because you really have that I don't give a shit mentality.
Pretty much.
You know, it's like, I don't have to, like I'm not trying to be perfect for anybody because I've lived long enough that everybody knows I'm not perfect.
Exactly.
So you don't have that need for perfection, and you have enough sense and enough experience that you can take the mistakes that you've learned and actually learn from them, where when you're young, you're too bowed up to do that. So for me, I just feel like that there is no better time in my life than today. It's absolutely amazing. I was thinking to myself earlier, in fact, right before we got on, I was thinking to myself, one thing that I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You can cut it out if you want to. One thing that I think that my ex-husband saw that I didn't saw, so that I didn't see, was I think that he saw the trajectory of my career, of my life, long before I did.
Possibly.
And I think that probably created, more of an issue than I realized at the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I'm so excited. I honestly, every morning when I wake up, I can't wait for life to start. I almost don't want to go to sleep because there's just, it's so awesome. Yeah. And I know that sounds like so cliche. Oh, her life's so great.
No.
I mean,
I get
don't get me wrong. It is not without crazy. Michelle knows. I'm on the phone with Michelle. Can you believe I can't believe it. I mean, there's absolutely drama. There's absolutely crazy. But I mean, my God, I mean, I just think to myself, never in my life would I have ever imagined that I would have the life that I have. I feel honored and blessed. And meeting you has been, I have to tell you, it's been so refreshing that the OGs are like running the place. I mean, I love it. I love it. I have to tell you.
Aww. I just love it. I love hearing you in any space, any room, any podcast. Love your TikToks. I love your trajectory because I think you may just not understand, but I know that you do, that it encourages so many people, especially women, of a certain age, that you can be a badass.
Yeah.
In this business, badass. And you know what? And do it at a high level and make money. Yeah. And just be amazing.
And don't be afraid.
No.
Like, don't let anybody else dim your light. Like, that's the thing is, like, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. Don't be afraid to be a badass.
No. Yeah.
It's not a bad word. Like, seriously.
It's not. Badass and money. Two really good words.
That's right.
Well, listen, my friend, thank you for coming on In the Hive today. This was so much fun. Make sure you guys are following Glenda on TikTok, on Instagram. She's doing YouTube shorts. She's on YouTube. Wherever she speaks, if you have an opportunity to see Glenda speak in person, book the damn flight, get the damn ticket, and go to a conference this year somehow so that you get around other professionals and you can enjoy Glenda Baker and all the glitter that she brings to the rooms that she's in. Thanks again, my friend.
Thanks, Saul. Good to see you.
Bye. Thanks for joining me today on In the Hive with Michelle B. I hope you got a lot of good strategies and tips from today's episode. Make sure to buzz by sipsocialcell.com. I have a blog there. The podcast is there. I have some really great freebies there that you can grab. And if you have any questions about today's episode, feel free to DM me at the Michelle B on Instagram. You can also follow me on TikTok at the Michelle B. And if you are thinking that you want to raise the bar and build your listing pipeline with untapped listing niches, I have some really great courses that you can take. They are on sipsocialcell.com, or feel free to reach out to me and I would be happy to share that information with you, or go to my Instagram and just click on the link in my bio and I have tons of resources there for you. I hope you have a really great, amazing day, and I will see you next week in the Hive.